Crystal 93 with ALO Hot Damn from their Silver Saturdays album. And I played Everclear right before that. It's 8:37. Tom Fricke here, and Phil Lindemann is in the newsroom.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Phil. What are you working on today?
Tom, a little selfless plug this morning. Shameless selfless plug. A gentleman here in town, Ken, I helped him revise a novel that he'd been writing for a very long time. And Ken has now made it all the way from finished novel to revised novel to now published novel. Met up with him yesterday, and he showed me the book right there in paper. He's got a run of about 2,000 copies from a publisher in Tulsa. The book's based in Tulsa. It's kind of his hometown, and so it was pretty cool that, you know, not only could he write a book about Tulsa, but also get it published by somebody right there in Tulsa.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I know there's lots of authors around town. This is just one of those success stories that know that, you know what, if you put your mind to it, doesn't matter if it takes you 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, it can be done, and it can even be printed. So, yeah, congratulations again to Ken. It was just too cool to see that thing totally in print when I met up with him yesterday.
So what's the name of the book, and where can we get it?
You can pre-order it right now. The name of the book's The Promise of Unbroken Straw. The Promise of Unbroken Straw. And if you're into historical fiction, this is right up your alley. It takes place in the Tulsa area in the 1940s, right around World War II era. So if you're into historical fiction, plus a little bit of family drama, and also some ins and outs of the oil industry, look at this one. It combines a lot of stuff, and it does it well.
Sounds like a good read.
Yeah, The Promise of Unbroken Straw. You can pre-order it now. All that stuff goes on sale. Oh, I think he starts selling the book in about 2 weeks, like March 26th is the official launch.
All right. We'll hope that he sells out the first run and has to do a second printing.
A third, a fourth.
Yeah. Keep it going.
We're cheering for you again.